Eita wola wola Zimbabwe muhle ndeipiko hama dzangu ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome all to your youth forum, Studio 7's very own youth program that tackles anything and everything youth related eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje today folks is 16th of April 2019. Welcome to your youth forum. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Zimbabwe Muhle, first order of business. Before we get into today's program, I want to thank uMavelas Mhlanganya huye njalo uSthandekile Mhlanga for holding down the fort last week. Unfortunately, I was on vacation, you know, we all have to take a break. So, but I am back. Lamhlanje uhlelo ndadzoka zvekare tiripo pachirongwa. Nasi chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. Nasi muchirongwa we're tackling an issue iyo yanetsa yashungurudza vanhu vechidiki abantu vasakurayo uko kuZimbabwe, nyaya ye drug abuse. Hey, nyaya ye bronco, nyaya ye mbanje intsango. Yanetsa vanhu vakawanda kuZimbabwe. Hilo ludaba esikhangelele ukuthinta lamhlanje kuhlelo. So Zimbabwe Muhle, an American media outlet called Vice, that's the name of the media outlet based in New York, recently did a documentary in Zimbabwe based on bronchial addiction. Ibronko, abantu bayayazi. According to one of the people they interviewed, umnumzana uHilton Nyamukapa of the Zimbabwe Liberties Drug Network, abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of Zimbabwe are doing this for various different reasons, one of them being stress management. Now, when we're talking about stress, we're talking about several different issues. Some stress because of university issues, some stress because of unemployment issues, several different issues. They believe ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo vanhu are taking drugs to manage their stresses. Now, in a country whereby the economy is in tatters and 90%, there's currently a 90% unemployment rate, many youths are actually saying ukuthi isu sevechidiki we're rushing to drugs because amukuna mabasa munyika. Tamboisa WhatsApp message vanhu vakawanda vachinyora izvozvo. I see the other different reasons which I'm looking forward to talking to my guests as to who are going to attest as to why youths are rushing to drugs. According to the Zimbabwean government, no official studies have been conducted to quantify the scope of the issue, which has led to several different organizations giving their own assessments. The results produced by different organizations vary, but highlight one main thing, that is the amount of young people who are taking drugs. The amount of young people are kuputa zvinodhakwa, vachinwa zvinodhakwa, abapuza utshwala, abathatha zvidhakamiswa is very, very high. According to Hilton Nyamukapa, the information gathered by his organization points that more than 50% of abantu abasakhulayo vanhu vechidiki kuZimbabwe are taking drugs. That means one in every two youths in Zimbabwe are taking drugs. Today on our program, we touch on the issue that's slowly becoming plague in Zimbabwe. Ngiphindile ngachasisa ngathi ibronco, ngiphinde ngathatha ngathinta udaba lwe cannabis, impanje, intsango, imaragata, msombodi, ategutegu, z. Those are just some of the popular drug substances that abantu abasakhulayo are taking ngale eZimbabwe. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe Muhle. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, that's the issue that we're looking to touch. And if you're looking to find out more about the consequences of the issue, stay tuned. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, I'm going to be talking to some panelists who are qualified to talk on the issue. We're also looking towards bringing in some young people who have had experience with drug usage. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Uhlelo lamhlanje. Kodwa you can also text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. For our radio fanatics, sikhona ku radio. We're broadcasting as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930 6080, njalo ku 15460 kilohertz. We also cater for those that love streaming on the internet. We're on our three-way web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhonanjalo ku www.voandevelet.com. We also post our news there, so labo abathanda indaba zethu, those people vanofarira nhau dzedu, vanogara vachichema-chema, go to our web pages, that's where you'll find it. Lastly, we're streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo sikhona ku VOA Shona. So those that love it, please, fagana ma likes, palana ma comments, nyorai ma comments, nyorai ma number, pindai mchirongo nasi mchirongo.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Danki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Yes, when a DJ Skyver announcing Gomega, DJ Skyver Uti Imali Ekolo. Shout out to DJ Skyver for letting us use his song. At Big Mike 3 is a Twitter username. If you're looking to converse with me, kona ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. Ogotwa ogwamanje for the next 45 to 50 minutes. Sikona lapa emakasini yetu amathathu, VOA Shona. Tiripo zvekare pa VOA Studio 7. Tiripo zvekare pa VOA Shona. The relationship between the current state of the Zimbabwean economy and the alarming amount of youths who are consuming drugs as a stress management mechanism is the topic for tonight. Let's head over to one of the mothers. She's also a political activist, Linda Masarira, who had a conversation last year with one of our correspondents, Kirimu Dzamiri, about the issue of drug abuse and how it's affected her household. Let's take a look.
Gore rapfuura akangotanga kusataura nekutamba nevarume navake. Pandakatanga kuongorora izvi kuti pane zviri kuitika pane mwana wangu, ndakada kuzivisisa kuti ari kutamba nani, chii chiri kuitika muupenyu hwake, nekuti mwana mudiki uye munhu akanyarara, nekuti haungatange kufungira kuti pamwe ari kumwadoro kana kuti ari kuita zvinhu zvisina kutsarukana. Asi rimwe zuva ndabva kumushando wangu wemaoko, ndakasvika ndikamuona akarara akatakura sechero pleti iri mumaoko. Ndokubvunza vanin'ina vake kuti chii zvanzi, akastika. Mozovawo isusu nevanhu sevanhu vanosoro vachita mumabasa edu, nechokonzwa kuti munhu akastika, munhu akastika, ndopandakatangavo kuti kustika munhu anenge achimwa chibhuroko. Kudedza kumutsa munhu haana kuita sei, haana kumuka. Ndopandakaona kuti handiri dambudziko rapinda mui mumusha. Takaedza kutaura naye, kurukura naye semwana wangu, dangwe rangu, kuti togadzirisa sei zviri kunetsa, kuti nei ari kumwa zvinhu zvakadaro airamba. Kusvika musi wandakazoona kabhodhoro kebhurongo mubedhurumu make. Ndikaedza zvakare kugara naye pasi ndichiedza kumuonesa kuti gwara raanga achida kutora harina tsarukano, harina upenyu. Kuchikoro uko ndoziva kuti vanosangana nevakasiyana siyana, vachifurirana zvakasiyana siyana. Sindakaedza nepandaigona kuti ndione semwana wangu kuti gwara raanga achida kutora ranga risiririro. Hapana kupera mwedzi yakawanda, raundi July, zvinhu zvakatanga kungonyangarika mumba. TV yakaenda, malaptopu, kunosvika kumapleti chaiwo, machira chaiwo ekufuga. Akapedzesera chaiwo akutora nemaketeni, maspunu. Musi wekutozopedzisira wandazogumbuka wanga uri muna September, waakatora nyama yese mufuriji akanotengesa. Ndakaedza kutenderera maHarare ndichiedza kutsvaga kuti kune nzvimbo here yaangabatsirikane, ndakaishaya. Ndopandakaedzawo kuti nendorara Ministry of Youth ndichibvunza kuti hazvigoneki here kuti tikwanise kuumbiridza imba yekuti vakomana nevasikana vari kumwa zvo zvakaita sana bhurongo izvozvo, vana mangemba vari kuputa mbanje, vagone kubatsirikana, nekuti nzvimbo iyoyoyo iri kudikanwa muno muZimbabwe sanezuro. ndakazo zvitorawo kuti yava responsibility kuti ndipindewo kana munzvimbo dzakaita semarokeshe ndonoti chii chiri kuitika nenyaya iyoyi yemadrugs. Ndakanoona zvaipfuura zvandaitoti zvakaoma mumba mangu. Ndopa ndakaona kuti saka tine generation iri kutorasika. Asi nenyaya yekuti hatisi kuzvidzamisa mukati mepfungwa dzedu sevabereki kuti togadzirisa sei nyaya iyi. Zvino izvi zvichiramba zvichienderera. Zvichipedza vana vedu vanofanirwa vari vatungamiriri vamangwana vanofanirwa vachizotakurwa nyika inogoenda mberi. Pakazonetsawo vana vaGrace Mugabe vakazobudawo pachena kuti vana ava vanga vakuitawo zvemadrugs. Ndopa ndakaona kuti yatova tsaona yapararira neZimbabwe. Inoda kuti gare pasi semadzimai kutobatsira vana vedu sei. Panguva yatiri haisi nguva yekuti tingada kupomerana mhosva kuti pamwe pana amai vakatadza kurera, pana baba vakatadza kurera, nekuti pachirungu anoiti is a societal ill. Chinhu chatova mukati medu, mukati menyika ino yeZimbabwe, kuti vanakomana, vanasikana vechidiki vari kushaya mabasa vapedza kudzidza, havana zvekuita, vanopedzisira vakungomwa izvo zvinhu zvinodhaka izvi kuti vavaraidze nguva yavo. Gwara chairo ripa kuti hurumende yedu ikwanise kuvhura marehabilitation center kuti vana ava vakwanise kugadziriswa, vadzidziswe mabasa emaoko kuti vagone kuzviriritira. Chechipiri, kunodawo zvakare kuti isu vabereki tigone kunosangana tidhimande zvinhu izvi kubva kuhurumende yedu. Notikatadza kuti tigadzirise zvinhu izvi isu vabereki, ramangwana revana vedu rakatiipira, ramangwana redu tachembera, hatina anozotichengeta. Saka chitsvambe chiri kwatiri kuti toumbiridza sei vana vedu ava.
Nangu Nkosazana Linda Masarira, she's a prominent political activist. She's very prominent in the political field in Zimbabwe. Uya asho kuti lai umntwana wake is one of the people who was affected ngenxa yokuti wayethatha izidakamizwa, and of course it led to him he started stealing things endlini and more. Ulinda also touched on several different issues in the city. Ubona ngani ayi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende athathe inyathelo lokusiza abantu abasakhulayo abakhangelane lodubo lokuthatha izidakamizwa elizweni. However, the issue of drug abuse amongst Zimbabwean youth in Zimbabwe has led to government and, of course, the Roman Catholic Church taking action by launching alcohol and anti-drug campaigns, which happened early on this year. Lucky for us, a VOA correspondent, Ucolumbus Mavunga, was on the ground to capture the action. Let's take a look.
Less than 3 in 10 young Zimbabweans have steady jobs. Many are idle and see no economic opportunity. For some, that leads to problems with alcohol and drugs. Catholic Church leaders, community activists, and the Minister of Health are launching a campaign to warn youth about drug and alcohol abuse and how it hurts a person physically and mentally. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says it cannot deal with the problem on its own.
Alcohol and substance use is a rising problem in all of Africa and also in Zimbabwe, and it's become one of our top 3 diagnoses that we're seeing in our mental health units, so it's becoming a problem. There haven't been many national surveys on this problem, but from other nations, substance use can, it's a combination of factors. It's a multifactorial problem.
Youth are susceptible to peer pressure and can easily gain access to drugs, says Dr. Rwafam. Once hooked on drugs, they also become more likely to engage in criminal activities. This 20-year-old asked us not to film him when he was smoking cannabis. He says drug use would fall if more people could find employment.
We are going nowhere. Even if we are to look kuma streets, there are some other people who are damaged. 50% of the youth in the streets, they can't even work. Their life are too distracted by drugs and so forth.
This Catholic Church hosts activities for young people to keep them busy and away from drugs.
within our hall, the way it is structured, upstairs we are creating what we call a study center for the young people. We are finishing it. Then we have the computers. We have also started like what we call the sports for the young people. We've created a volleyball pitch. We've created also a netball pitch here as well for the young people that, and they are free. They, during their free time, they can be engaged in sports everywhere here. So at least with that, we are removing them from being just idle.
While those activities might help, when these young people have finished playing, they still find themselves unemployed. And the temptation of drugs and alcohol remains strong. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Now, Columbus Mavunga, siyabonga, Columbus, thank you so much for your correspondence and for your report. One of the issues that are faced by drug abusers elizweni lethu is that those that are caught smoking drugs are immediately arrested, which, according to Hilton Nyamukapa, isn't helping much. Nonetheless, let's take a look. Detective Assistant Inspector Mataha Mkwananzi had to say about udaba lolu, lokubhema insango, and more.
Yeah, kimi mbona thina abazali sifikelwe isikhathi sokuthi abantwana bakhula ezindlini ngesikhathi njalo laba abathengisa izidakamizwa sebesibone njengemakethi, angathi njengemakethi labo elokubisa izinto zezidakayo. So kwenzakale njalo, asikwanisi kumbe asikwanisanga ukuthi sibambe abantu babethu bengazami lapho singathi ukuthesta lokuyana uku-experimenta kumbe ukuhlangana lawa madlazi. Uhlupho lwama-drugs kumbe lwezidakamizwa ukuthi ungavele uzame umzimba ulakho ukwamukela into edakayo njengeyinye yinto efusuke khona emzimbeni. So abantwana sesibathola besiyafika ama-15 years, besiyafika ama-17 years bevele sebengabantu abezidakamizwa. So ke nxa sebenjeyana uthola umuntu esesisize emapholiseni, amapholisa ngomthetho okufuze ukuthi abophe umuntu, but umuntu usezabisa umntwana ukuthi azebotshwa kathesi ngoba yena ehlulekile ukumgcina kuhle ngkhaya. So thina besixwayisa uZulu ukuthi akasikhangelisiseni abantwana lapha abahamba khona, ngoba sesivuma thina ukuthi indawo yethu kungabe kusematown, kungabe kusemakhaya khona beZimbabwe, sebehlangana lotshwala, sebehlangana lento ezidakayo lula. So kabaphiwe imfundiso esingayibiza ngesikhiwa sithi yi-drug resistance education, ukwenzela ukuthi uma behlangane lakho kungabethusi kumbeni bangawuqabuli, bebevele sebezilungiselela ukuhlangana lakho, bayenze esingathi yi-choice kumbe bakhethe bona impilo engcono. Sesivele sesibhizi ngokuzama ukuthi sikhulisele uZulu onke abantwana, ngokuthi thina kuthiwe umunye wabeke thisile ngkhaya ngale uyanika imali kahlali labantwana phansi ngala sikhathi la, usebuya kuphela ngokuthi usehlangane lomntwana oselama-drugs kathesi usefuna ukuthi ngabe uyahle kuphele khonapo. Unanzelela ukuthi phela lwana osedaka kwayo kumbamba ingqondo, kwambamba umzimba, so uzathatha isikhathi sokufuna labana abayelaphisayo esingathi i-rehabilitation esilungu. So ke nxa kungasenzanga ngaleyo ndlela kusala kuyinkinga. Uzulu kavuka azinika amaphapha layo ukuthi uphume njani.
Nangu Assistant Inspector Mkwananzi, he was speaking at one of the anti-drugs campaigns in Harare. That video was provided courtesy of our Springer reporter, Mavis Gama. Ngiyabonga sisima Mavis. Now let's head over to our guest tonight. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we have our first guest joining us, umnumzana uJacob Shamuyarira of Consolidated Africa Services. Va Shamuyarira, mapinda mjirongwa, makadi enyu mda.
Umushe mnufare, mkuma.
Aiwa, ma one. Nyayere mgango murki inzwa kamkuma.
Ndainzwa ndasito kufollowa insanda pinda yanyacho ena kumira zvakanaka.
Emoji na
solution aripo zvao.
Ngatitange ipanya yekuti nyaya iyi ngatitange sokumbira kuti mutange muchitudza maondere enyu pamusoro penyaya yacho. Vechidiki vakawanda vari kuchema chema vachiti aiwa sezvo munyika musina mabasa, isu we don't have anything better to do nenguva yedu, saka takuwanawo kuti tikatanga kuputa zvinodhakwa uyezve kunwa zvinodhakwa, we find it as a stress management option that is better than anything else. So imoti nazvo izvozvo.
Unozanya zema drugs, especially padzinozo tanga usika pa level ya addiction. Sakaita sana doro nema drugs akasiyana-siyana. Zvinonetsa kunyatsotsanangura kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zvinombonyatsotangira papi kuti zvinokonzerwa nei. Nokuti kazhinji anhu akazonyatsotarisisa kumashure-shure kwadzinobviraka, mamwe matendencies o mabehaviors acho anenge arimo kubvira munhu achiri mudiki-diki. Zvimwe zvinhu zvinotanga kunetsa munhu ka zvinoona zvichibvira maybe for benze as early as 4-5 years, asi zvinoramba zvichizongokura ainazvo. And dzonguva anhu anotadza kumaneja macircumstances anenge ari muupenyu hwavo vozotanga kusangana nezvinhu zvakadaro. Saka zvinoita madrugs nedoro aya zvinongocreata yatinoti an alternative reality to zvazviri, zvokuti unonga wangoona zvinhu zviri different. So hongu ikonomi haina kumira zvakanaka, asi kuti titi ikonomi ndiyo yega chikonzero tinenge taakukanganisa. Otherwise ka dei zvaidaro kuma first world countries kungadai kusina problem yemadrugs, kune maikonomi akamirawo pari nani. Asi even kune nyika dzine upfumi hwakadarika hwedu maproblemu aya anoramba achiriko. Saka hadzisi nyaya dzoupfumi chete, zvinhu zvinenge zvakasiyana-siyana zvida kuongororwa case by case.
Now Jacob, mira nditangenda kubata muromo ipapo. Based on that argument, of course we know in first world nations, even kunoku kuAmerica, a lot of young people face that issue of addiction. However, can you argue against the fact that when situations are very stressful, a lot of young people find it as the best way to escape? Like you said, it creates an alternative reality whereby they feel more welcome, they feel more productive, they don't have to stress about the fact kuti pane vango that was spoken to who haven't had a job since they've graduated. Some of these people graduated all the way back in 2012, 2019. They still don't have a job. They're probably in, you can only imagine the stress that they have to go through on a day-to-day basis.
Stress iriko asindofunga chida kukurudzirwa vanhu kuti vawane ma coping mechanism ekudila ne stress okudila ne masikamu avo singasanganise kushandisa zvinodaro. Nekuti ukadaro kadzinguva cycle yacho mafambiro ainoita haiperi zvakanaka. Kazhinji either unopedzisira une mahealth problems kana kuti unotanga kupinda munyaya dzema criminal behavior, especially munyaya dzekuti ukwanise kufinansa behavior yako iyoyo kana kutofa chaiko. Saka the moment you have a situation that you cannot deal with and then you resort to dealing it using drugs and alcohol, you're only setting yourself on a path that is three distinct and definite destinations, jails, hospitals, and death. So the problem you are going to manage is that you are going and this, the good one, Abasa, or graduate of 2010, or Tanga, who put a bronco, and Jagana Bronco. Upon a company, Jacob Fone, hey, Manguero, I'm a bronco, coma, where I meet a manager, Kuno. And it, as I scoot or solve. Irgo kupa ka relief kaya and kazhinji kari short lived because vazhinji vataona isusu kune muzvimwe zvatinomboita vamwe program atinoita tinotoona vakutova vega vashoti aumana ndakatanga zvinhu zvokutamba but ndakuda kutobatsirawo kumira and process yacho inoremera vakawanda kumira tiona vanhu vachikundikana chaizvo.
Alright, mukoma Jacob, mirai ndikubatsirei muromo, nditange ndatora muteereri then ndikudzoka kwamuri in 2 seconds. Andisi.
Hello.
All right. Ngiyamuzwa nangu umnumzana uJacob Shamuyarira uko nehlelweni lamhlanje, is one of my guests. Uyachasisa ukuthi ngombono wakhe ukuthatha izidakamizwa akusizi lutho, uthi ngombono wakhe izidakamizwa create what they call ngesikhiwa an alternate reality, ukuthi wena uyakhohlwa lokho okubhekane lakho kodwa uthi akusizi lutho. Lina lithini ngalokho? Wothi ngithatha umlaleli Aripari nari hapo ndiyani?
Mkoma Richard mpupendikona ndiri kubotswana.
Mkoma Richard mnotaura chitwana ya
nditaura
nda adakto buwa katswana. Mapinda mchirongwa papa chitudza iwo maundre nyu pamzoro penyaya tukurukura nasa.
Mimi mwana wati mwezira reki bibi mwaka orgu tabungu waka shata asi zirpina kukonzire kwa nikushaya shakuita. Wazi ukatarisa maindastri aja akavhara ukada kuti utengese mutauni uri kudhingirira.
Mhm.
Saka unozopedzisira vani munhu ane stress angoti bhita ndini ndine bhurongo zvangu ndigare ndakazvinyararira pane kutsvaga zvakawanda wanda.
Mhm.
Dai hurumende yaedza kuvhura maindustry yayapa vanotengesa pekutengesera pakanaka pakarongeka. Ndinoona vazhinji vachiregedza nekuda kwekuti anenge aine zvekuita zvakawanda. Time yanoda kufamba tomhurubva muHarare kuenda kubva mutaundi mutaundi kuenda kumbari kunotsvaga pane bhurongo anoishaya because anenge aine zvekuita. Ndo chichemo chatinochema nacho.
Aiwa mukoma Richard, ndakunzwa zvakanaka, ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo.
Ndinotenda.
Mukoma Jacob, vanzwa mukoma Richard vachinyatsozeya nyaya vachiti aiwa nemaundiro avo pane zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana that are causing it. Asi the biggest issue ndeyekuti vanhu vechidiki have nothing to do with their times. Iwo he then went forward to and gave a suggestion vachiti it's very important kuti maindustries kuZimbabwe should be revived. So that vanhu vechidiki vawane zvinhu zvekuita. Hanzi kana une nguva yekunotsvaga zvidhakwa yekunotsvaga zvinhu zvinodhaka, you won't have the time, nekuti unenge uchiita basa rako. Imi munoti nemaondero emuteereri wedu?
Ndinotsigira zvavataura kuti maindustry ngaavhure. Kuvhurwa kwemaindustry kwavatongonako hapo, tisati tatongotanga kuongorora nyaya dze problem ye drug and alcohol abuse. Kwangu nakiro economy, nokuti economy yeZimbabwe munhu wese ari kuda kuti economy ifambe zvakanaka.
Of course.
Asi maonero angu andinoita inini hongu, kushayikwa kwemabasa kuno contributa zvakanyanyisa kunyaya yekuti vanhu vatange maproblem iwaya. Asi kurudziro yandinoda kuti vanhu tinge tichipa ndekuti tinzwisise kuti nyaya yematambudziko aya inofamba sei, because sezvandamboreva nguva unowana vanhu anotoenda kumabasa vatone mabasa anopa mari yepamusorosoro. Asi you find vanhu ivavo vaakungopinda futi musame trap yekuti vane maproblem ealcohol and drug abuse. Saka tiri kuda kuti chikuru chandiri wangotaura ndekuti vanhu tikaona kuti mastresses nemapressures atinosangana nawo mukurarama haadi kusolvwa nemachemicals. Akaita sana doro nana bronko nembanje nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Panopaurenge pane mastructures zekuti vanhu tichakwanisa kugadzirisa maproblems atinofesa. Unemployment iproblem yakazvimiriro yega, ehe, vamwe vanokwanisa kuda kuisolva nekushandisa zvinodhaka. Kuna vamwe vanhu anotishandisa sezvamona zvakaitika kuti kana paita loss of a loved one kana grief mumwe munhu. Chero ane basa rakanaka, chero achikwanisa kuwana mari, akatadza kutambira situation iyoyo muupenyu hwake, inokwanisa zvakare kumutungamirira kumadhiragi. Mukaona kana panongoita kana dzinguva maheartbreak kuti relationship yabreakwa, in fact marelationship ese zvawo paanobreakeka, it is very difficult for mumwe munhu ari kuda kuramba achicontinue ari murelationship, whether kudzingwa basa, whether kuti kurambwa nemudiwa wako, kwati kufirwa nehama, kana kumuvha kune imwe nzvimbo nyowana. Dzinguva zvese izvozvo zvinokwanisa kukonzera maemotional problems kune munhu zvokuti haanzwisisi kuti anoreacta sei. And panongotanga tukawindo kakadaro, vanhu ndo panokwanisa kutora mukana wokushandisa zvinodhaka. So ehe, mataura kuti muyouth ashaya basa, agraduata, apasa zvakanyanyisa, awana mafrustrations ekurarama, akachibva angoita that window yekutanga kupinda mugame remadrugs iroro, dzimwe nguva hazvibude zvakanaka kazhinji kacho.
Alright.
Saka chandinoda kukurudzira kuti vanhu tikwanise kuwana macoping mechanisms ekuti machallenges atinosangana nawo muupenyu tikwanise kumahandla.
So
zvikwadze in the process.
Perfect explained apo. Mnumzana Jacob, can you explain to us, you've touched on several different facets as to what leads to youth taking drugs, and it seems as though it's all covered under the umbrella of stress management. You know, one of the things that leads to it could be heartbreak, could be anything that causes anxiety or stress, and people find it as a route to lead lead you to that alternate reality whereby you're not in that circumstance that's stressing you out. Now, I know that you deal with a lot of young people, and the issue of drug abuse is one of the issues that you tackle with the organization. So can you tell us a little further as to what exactly you guys do to help these youths that are currently facing drug abuse?
Okay, so let me just give you an overview of who we are. Consolidated Africa Services is a business. It's a company that mm-hmm. is involved in investment management and investment advisory services.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of our philanthropic arm, we have realized, we have noticed that there is a massive problem in the country where a lot of talent is coming to waste
mm-hmm.
due to issues to do with mental health to start with.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe that lack of endurance or the human pressures that life has put before. And then what we have seen as a company is there is an economic connection,
of course,
to poor mental health within a country or within a system, leading to poor performance in business and everything else. So we can say some of the challenges that we face as a country come from poor decision making,
mm-hmm.
and so issues that involve alcohol and drug abuse, that is poor decision making in a way. Yes, there is a medical explanation to it,
mm-hmm.
but when someone makes a conscious decision to consume something that damages their thinking, their emotions, and their actions, it is a poor decision. So what we are doing is we have come up with a program that is looking at speaking to young people within the communities,
mm-hmm.
just raising awareness on the problems that come out of alcohol and substance abuse.
Okay, Mkoma Jacob.
Yes.
Okay, Andre Mbere.
Okay. So I'm saying part of our programs are all about visiting communities. So one of the videos that you showed, the parish in Marlborough,
mm-hmm.
they hosted us at one of our first awareness campaigns.
Okay.
So the idea is we brought in organizations that are active in the recovery space. We mm-hmm. brought in those organizations. We got testimonies from people within the society who've had first-hand experience.
So, Mkoma Jacob, so I'm reading some of the comments that we have on our Facebook pages as we broadcast live. We have three different Facebook pages. There is someone who seems to agree with what you're saying. He's saying, let me actually read exactly what he says. His name is, let's see. Okay, Mthandeni Mqondisi Tshibale, he says, "Lokhu ukubhema lokudakwa akungenelani lokuselakala komsebenzi." Essentially, what he's saying is that the whole thing that people are saying of, you know what, I smoke, I drink, for the mere fact that there's no jobs in the country, he doesn't agree with that sentiment. Are you in collaboration with him?
Totally.
Uh-huh.
It is not... because you're unemployed, that you should drink or smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wrong reaction to handling the situation. Look, there are so many unemployed people in the country,
mm.
and you do not have an addict for an unemployed person.
Yeah,
other
right.
people are dealing with their unemployment in a different way. Mm-hmm. Some have set up businesses, some have gone back to school, some have started their own projects that can help them, that can keep them busy.
Mm.
Then there are others who have either, you see, all of us when we are born clean. No one is born directly exposed to drugs and alcohol. Maybe they are in very rare circumstances. But we all start on the journey to life without the use and dependence on drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to a stage of experimentation. So perhaps you see your friend at school, you join a wrong gang, and you find yourself exposed to substances.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a time when all reason stops. Because you should be able to stop at some point. But, you know, what I'm doing is not right, it is wrong. But some people get carried away. Or you, maybe you know the story of the boiling frog, how to boil a frog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Kalonji boila frog, for those who haven't heard that that allegory, you put a frog in water, even nagatima, but you slowly heat it. Frog, you know, ramba is in Nakirwa, near the rising temperature without realizing
that it's getting hot.
It has up a boiling point,
mm-hmm.
and it will die.
Okay.
So it's pretty much the same thing with drugs. We experiment. I mean, I also went through a personal experience with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to a point where I looked at my life and some of the decisions I was making, and then I made the decision to stop. Because now or not, you know what, I'm now being led down the wrong path.
Okay. Mira in the Toromo, guess what? Now I'm going to and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, and it's... Right, so singahambe kugeswe tu osibili, singahambe makasini ya tutinzo, tuwono kuti, imi maondre nyu pamsoro penya ya tukurukura nasi, ndi hapi. Kukasi letuele vio, ndemele gulo balance moyo moyo, uti siyabonga, balance ya kwa mgila kuhlelo, ubalance upinde wati vele bazo tini, shua ngoba umsebenzi awoko, seems as though he's resorting to what a lot of other young people are saying, kuta aiwa sesho, mnika msina mbasa, what exactly do you expect the youth to do? Umthandeni uthi linjani siyaphila wena umthandeni wena unjani siyabonga ngombono wakho umthandeni uphinde wathi lokhu okokubhema lokudakwa akungenelani lokuselakala komsebenzi thi no azipindirane anzi 1 and 2 doesn't make anzi 1 and 1 don't make 11 it makes 2 anzi azipindirane zwiri 2 usola Wesley uphinde wathi abantwana abanye kutse yikonakala nje niyazi omunye umfana ophuma emndenini omi kahle kodwa akashiyani lesidakamizwa uthi I some youths are just doing it for the fun Mkoma Jacob said kuthi some youths just do it simply je out of experimentation. Sola says that he knows some youths who come from well-off families who go on and still experiment with drugs. Uvusi Mpofu uthi puti Mike ushona njani siyabonga umsakazo imisebenzi kayivulwe please i 100 days ayikadluli yini Mpofu siyakwamukela kuhlelo siyabonga ngombono wakho asambeni kukhathi lethu le VOA 37 tuone ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chiko kulo Alfred Mwenye ayisa number yakhe Mkoma Alfred nomgamchira mchirongwa Moses Nduna hanzi zvekuti lack of employment handizvo because ku South Africa drug abuse is even worse and in universities imnoti nema ondre wa Mkoma Moses kukhasiletwele VOA Shona siyabonga tinotenda zvikuru vari kufamba nesu vari kufamba nebhora Richard Mfupi vambopindawo muchirongwa vamfupi mane hanzi nani Kodimas mane rakanaka watching from DRC Mkoma zviri kufamba sei ku DRC kwa muri koko kodwa hai zvinoka ndaba woti ngitsatsu uguest wami owesibili lamhlanje kuhlelo kuhlelo silomnumzana uVictor is one of he's a musician and of course he also has experience labantu abasakhulayo in terms of helping abantu abasakhulayo uVictor kunonga va kunonga mapi namchirongwa makadenyu baba
chipo makadini
ai wathi lipo siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo
hayi ngiyabonga lami
so udaba olukhona egudwini baba lamhlanje ai lukhanya ngani abantu abasakhulayo abaningi bakhala ngakho bathi eZimbabwe akula misebenzi ngike ngakhuluma lomnumzana uJacob Shamyarira and he says aiwa nyaye ukuthi akuna mabasa mnyika it doesn't add up, it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're unemployed you should resort to drugs and the young people are using drugs as a stress management but however when you say stress management it doesn't necessarily just mean lack of employment, however it could be stress with regards to heartbreak, it could be stress with regards to anything. I know that you also run a couple of campaigns that are targeted towards helping young people who are facing drug abuse, but I want to know what is your take on everything with regards to young people resorting to drugs as a source of stress management.
Yeah, sure, there's a whole lot of factors that influence our youngsters to take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with Jacob that it's not just about employment, but it does play a big factor as well. That our young generations, especially here in Zimbabwe, our youngsters are frustrated a lot,
mm-hmm.
and at times to drugs, to make do with what happens during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of big youngsters in our community, and in as much as it's a choice that one takes drugs, there's a whole lot of peer pressure as well. And I've often said that besides the pressure, even the community, and especially beginning in the home,
mm-hmm.
This is where the frustrations all begin at times, because we still regard unemployment as absolute failure.
Mm-hmm.
By a child,
mm-hmm.
And at the time we frustrate them so much,
mm-hmm.
out of the house, so they do go and spend the day elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
where they find solace and comfort,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it is they engage in, the peer pressure bit comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think of this youngster out there, and just the thought of him coming back home can be very troubling. Half the time, Wadzoka Kumba, and we're accusing you of all sorts, and we calling you a lazy, we wondering why. You know, we say a whole lot of negative things to our youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, that's one of the things. Some of it is by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And by choice, we have seen a trend in these youngsters you abusing substance from as early as February or Form 1 in school.
Mnumzana Fika, wathi ngikubambe umlomo kancane, ngithatha umlaleli, and then I'll come back to you, angithi.
All right, thank you.
All right, izulukandaba nangu mnumzana uVictor Kunonga is a prominent musician ngale Zimbabwe. Yena la is also running drug awareness campaigns in Zimbabwe. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi silo mlaleli thine emthere pachirongwa. Khola mlaleli maphinda mchirongwa chelu cheve chidiki makadenyi.
Tinofara makadi kumukoma hove.
Aiwa tinofara ari parona ari apo ndiani.
Nokutaura ona talent kanye from Kwekwe.
Ye mkoma talent kurisa iko Kwekwe.
Ha koko ndizozo.
Mhm, muri kunzwa nyaya ka iri mugango, vechidiki vari kuchema vari kuti aiwa, nyai tapedzwa, tiri kuparadzwa nekuti takunwa zvinodhakwa, nekuti hanza aiwa munyika vamwe vari kuti hamuna mabasa, magesi angu aya ari kuti aiwa handizvo kwete kuti hazvisizvo kuti hamuna mabasa, asi chi inyaya yekuti makatarisana nestress muupenyu, imunoti inazvo izvozvo.
Ini ndine maonero ndinotsigirana nazvo izvozvo ende ndigopawo mamwe maonero angu.
Mm-hmm.
Asi chekutanga chandoda kutanga kupa kupindira panyaya yekuti mabasa.
Mm-hmm.
Nyaya yemabasa iri kucontributa to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti tikuswera takagara pamabridge hatina zvekuita. Vamwe vana vanozozvidza zvekubhema nezvekusvuta kudarikidza nekuona vamwe vachisvuta nekubhema.
Mm-hmm.
Ndigozodzokazve panyaya yemadrugs. Nyaya madrugs ichaaffecta ramangwana redu pakuti makambani acho akavhugwa tichafaila mamedical test nekuda kwekuti tichanga taita mamedical test toonekwa kuti tiri kushandisa zvinodhaka.
Mm-hmm.
Mangwana redu ratokanganisika, saka dai hurumende yaona iro roo yekutanga sekutanga kugadzira mabasa ndeyekutsvaga.
Mm-hmm.
Masources nemasupply anokonzera madrugs munyika toona kuti tosolva sei first. Ndopa kutanga kuda kuona masources emadrugs acho. Ndinotenda hangu, ndo maonero angu.
Aiwa, mkoma talent tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nemovati zvakanaka.
Mudzoke next week. Si kubekele pambili ngota polu kone kutwini kuhlelo namhlanje ngilo mnumzana uVictor Kunonga. Yena he is a musician, a prominent musician ngale Zimbabwe. He is also running like ulo umkankaso wake which is targeted towards raising awareness towards abantu abasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa. Victor usakhona ecingweni? Right, Victor Uyamuzi umlaleli uthi ingombono wakhe, it seems as though it keeps narrowing back down in a circular thing, and it comes back down to udaba lolu lokutholakala kwemsebenzi, lokuswelakala kwemsebenzi elizweni. Yena uTalent uthi ubona ngani kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo they find a source of employment or find a source of something to do ngesikhathi sabo, eningi labo it seems to narrow down to employment. When how do you perceive their opinions?
Yeah, liqiniso. Like he said, with part of it, it's one of the other things. Like I said, ngikalisa ukuthi abantu ba frustrated. Ngoba umntwana evele esikolo uza kwenzani nxa kungela msebenzi. And we tend to talk of creating employment. Not everyone has the capacity to create employment.
That is correct.
You know, we can't all be bosses. We've got to have a workforce. If you are a boss, you've got to have someone who works for you. So it's only a few who manage to create their own employment. But like I was saying, would we take a scenario engine? Would we run things in?
So
I'm not frustrating my child to go out into the streets by not being accommodative. But then again, accommodative is a there's a thin line to it. Abanye zeling abantu abangezwayo ina abadwa. Like I'm saying, would you, from primary, some of these kids are engaged in this. Engaged in this from primary level, but then it's also what they are exposed to. Of course, these drugs, like never before, are more visible and they are more available.
So, Victor, let's get to the heart of the issue. When, as someone who has these, who's going around Zimbabwe doing these drug awareness campaigns. What needs to be done ukuthi sisize laba abantu abasakhulayo ababhekana lohlupho lolu lokuthatha isidakamizo?
Yeah, awareness is a good thing. Because before people have been silent on this on these issues, I think the more we start talking about them and the more we highlight these drug issues, the more communities start paying attention. And slowly, like we did with HIV and AIDS, people would respond. It may take time, but we will begin to look after our own. So the intensity of these campaigns has to increase for those affected, because we are all affected somehow by this drug issue. So the more we do our campaigns, the more people get to hear us, and the more cautious people become.
So ngombono wakho uthi it's about exposure. Ngithi so ngombono wakho uthi it's about exposure.
Absolutely. When we start talking about these issues, because before there wasn't, I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't, but with the intensity at which people communicated around the issue of drugs was a little bit on the underside. And with a little more intensity and with a bit more government support, we should be able to, you know, reduce, we can't completely eradicate it, but try and reduce cases of people affected by the drugs.
All right, Victor, what's in your bambumlomo? Let me take my third guest, and then that will be it for all my guests. Lamhlanje, abalaleli ngenani kuhlelo. Kuhlelo silomnumzana uMthandazo Ndlovu of Richabytes Trust. Ndlovini, unjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani wapho?
Hayi, siphilile, siphilile. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo, baba.
Thank you.
Nantu dabo lukhona egudwini. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala bathi hayi, thina sesikhathele, we are stressed elizweni ngenxa yokuthi they feel as though there's no way out. And kulabanye abakhalayo besithi akula misebenzi, kulabanye abakhalayo besithi abala imali, so they don't know what to do. So eningi labo seem to be resorting to drugs as a way of creating an alternative reality. Ngiyazi vele ukuthi wena you are a rehabilitation specialist, so I'm sure you've seen that case come time and time and time again. However, how do you go about helping these young people?
For starters, I'll agree with you that we really have an issue in terms of drug and substance abuse as a nation for Zimbabwe. And one gap that has been there is as a nation we failed to have foresightability that at one time we could be having such an epidemic. And as such, Zimbabwe as it stands, it doesn't have what we call a proper rehabilitation space. One, it doesn't even have the norms and the conditions of setting up a rehabilitation center. Thirdly, it's using the psychiatric methodology of envy. So when somebody has a drug problem, that person is deemed to be having a mental issue, and as such is taken to a mental hospital.
That's actually a very important point that you raised, because earlier on I referred to a documentary that was recently broadcasted by Vice, which is an American news outlet based in New York. And in that documentary, they interviewed a gentleman named Mr. Nyamkapa. And Mr. Nyamkapa actually highlighted ukuthi eZimbabwe eneng labasakhulayo, those that are put in these circumstances, are taken, like you said, to these wards, whereby they go through these programs, whereby they're cleansed, but they're not necessarily helped. So you're cleansed, but you're going back to the same environment that put you in the circumstance in the first place, which means you're bound to fall back into the same trap.
Exactly.
Okay, let's continue with this. So now that you've mentioned ukuthi wena ubona ngani there's no proper rehabilitation space elizweni, what needs to be done for that to be created? Is it about government taking initiative? Is it about abantu emphakathini taking initiative, taking it into their own hands to create these spaces? What needs to be done?
I for one, I take that every citizen becomes a government. So the involvement of handling this issue will actually take that every person that has got a life in them says, I want to be in this. You know, you'll find that the drug dealer becomes your neighbor. And is your child that is then caught within the web. Either as a user or as a dealer. Right. And then we've got up to the issue that in the absence of help, it actually creates what we call an addiction cycle. Because that person is simply saying, if I don't have my stuff in me, I do not feel like I am alive. Right? And you know, there's what we call the withdrawals when it comes to the issue of drug and substance abuse. So if those withdrawals are not helped, because withdrawals, they are psychological, they are physical, they are also emotional. So they need a proper handling along those lines to actually cut off dependency on the substance. So without that, then it then becomes the issue that today is the drug dealer becomes a friend to the community. Because everybody has been doused into it. It's simply saying, if I don't have this, I'm having a headache. I'm having cramps. I'm getting confused. So if I get this, I think I feel okay. So these youth are not going into it because they want it. But they want to come out, but there's no help that helps them to come out. And when withdrawal struck, it's only the drug dealer that extends his hand with another substance. It is, just take this, you're going to be fine. So we really need a community and a nation that will look into this and say, what center can we put in place here to handle such?
Okay, Ndlovini, wathi ngikubambe kancane, ngicela ukuthi ume kancane ecingweni, and then I'll come back to you in a second. Ngifuna uhamba emakhasini ethu amathathu sibone ukuthi abantu bathina. Ngithi baba. Right, so asambeni emakhasini ethu amathathu ku page red VOA shona tuona ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chi. Pane comment yanyorwa na Gogo vana ta. Comment yoyo Gogo atiifarira tikurudzire kunyombana pa page red VOA shona tikurudzire zvinhu zvakadaro. Ndikuzanga kuti manga muchikomenta pane video ya muzvare Linda Masarira tikurudzire izvozvo. Post yaguru ari kuti watching from Botswana, Dumelang Boyas Okai, how is Botswana? Chipo ari kuti watching from Gaborone, Dumelang Chipo. Capson Magaya are watching from Lusaka, Zambia. Eslon is watching from Cape Town, South Africa. Khoemora, Khoenota. Chiparuti ichokwadi chataura Jacob because zvinodha inyaya yekushaya basa handi sandizvo kungoshaya pfungwa chete. Famba Nero, special shout out to mnumzana Famba Nero, vashia chirongwa vakanyatso shia, tinotenda zvikuru nemabasa enyu. Varikuti Mukoma Mike, how are you, brother? Famba Nero here thanking you for your service. Thank you so much for your service, Mukoma Famba Nero. DJ Max arikuti watching from Cape Town kukapa uko. Last night is watching from South Africa. Boas vapinda bati, but even munyika hanzi dzakafuma inguwa ya vechidiki nao vanotora zvinodhakwa. We have our last caller ehlelweni lamhlanje kuhlelo isikhathi 2:55 lapha eMelika, 8:55 eZimbabwe. Asathi umlaleli kola mteri mapinda mchirongwa makadini.
Ndizimba makadini koma hove.
Maiwa tiri kufara ari parunhare apo ndiani.
Nekeza mbukitwa na mkuma hamandishe chihora.
Wa hamandishe muruku South Africa ndis?
Yebo, dirimu jinsi mjuanze.
Aha, kukoli, ekoli kuchoza huko. Mkuma mapinda mchirongwa mguwa ndiyo ya chikana na sakato kumbira yutu mkurumize na maundra. Si pinda mchirongwa mtu zao maundra ni pamsoro penya yetu kukura nasi.
Ndinotenda vechidiki vava kutora zvinodhaka nenyaya yekuti mabasa nezvekuita kumusha zvava kunetsa hazvichawanikisa pachikoro. Saka nenyaya iyoyo yekuti zvimabasa haako mari hapana futi, saka hakuna zvimwe zvanhu zvarangaita kunze kwekungoteva zvete nekunwa zvinodhaka kutirawo havo kuti vadzika nekupungwa ndo zvavangaita. Asi zvakadaro hazvo chimwe chokuti vangaita kuti izvo zvinhu vasawana vachipinda matambiro akasaya hapana zvekuzvisa kunze kwekuti gavhumendi yatoita kuti miramo nemabasa kuti kamunyikaaana tinyagadzikana mabasa asimo izvo hando inosvipira kune zvisandiramba zviriko ende zvichibva zvakuraya pamangwana rerizivirendi. Saka ndo nyaya mavomera ndinoita kuti zvinhu izvo zvingagadzirwa sei vechidiki vari zvekuita kuti vasapinza nguva refu zvavaita.
Alright, mukoma hamandishe vari kujoza uko kusouth Africa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Isikhathi aiwa nemiwo zuluka ndapa sokusele 4 minutes watching inikeza amagesa mamabili akhona ehlelweni kula magesa mamathathu kodwa umthandazo ukuye wangena wathi sikhulume lo mnumzana uJacob sinikeze njalo uVictor is their last words bese sihamba kumthandazo bese sigqiba uhlelo. Mkoma Jacob muchiripo parunare lapho. Mkoma Jacob.
Hello, ndiripo.
Ehe, nguva ndiyo yatotiza andiri munoziva when things are exciting nguva iyi inoita jeras. Asi ndichakutsvagai tine chimwe chirongwa tisati takupinzai. Saka pindai muchirongwa tokupai 1 minute tobva taenda kuna mukoma Victor toendawo kuna mutandazo.
Okay, so let me say it in English just to widen the reach. So this is a problem for every family, every household, every community and every cast.
Atara mukoma Victor, we need to raise the awareness. And then vanhu vaziva kuti zvakamira sei, then we take approach ya mukoma mutandazo, we now come up with rehabilitation solutions. So some of the interventions that I've seen working that are being used in Zimbabwe, and I'm happy to say have been replicated in many other countries in the world, is the friendship bench, which was started by Professor Dickson Chibanda, a renowned psychiatrist in the country.
Okay.
So what you've done.
Mkoma Jacob, ngatitei so. I'm going to call you as soon as patopenza da panapa. Pane chimwe chirongwa chatinacho. Let me go to mnumzana Victor. And then I will come back to you. Toendra mberine hurukuro yi pane chimwe chirongwa chatinacho chewe chidikandis.
Okay, that's fine.
Alright. Mnumzana Victor, usa connecting when? Mbona nganu u Victor agaseku. Mtandazo, usa connecting when? Mtandazo?
Hello.
Right. Usa connecting when good. Okay. Mnumzana sekusele vele 30 seconds. So ngicela ukugqiba uhlelo ukhuluma labalaleli ubatshela umbono wakho ngodaba lokho nekodweni. Limzwi wena uke wathinta udaba lokuthi you feel as though we need to create a rehabilitation space for abantu abasakhulayo ababhekana lohlupho lolu. Could you continue and explain more?
Yes. These kids, they have a need, and the need is to be helped. Much as we shout out the information of the dangers of drugs, they actually know them. And now the thing is, the campaign abantu ana asobe kachu na pansi niyo abanyachela niyo zlamati tu. So now we actually need to make sure that there is a place for them to have those matutuvas removed, so that they survive. In that way, we can then have a drug-free, healthy, and productive society. So let's have a place for abantu lava. And we are going to be able to handle everything that's around the drugs and substance abuse.
All right, it's Kati. So says Penny, let's speak in a mapetele no shelo. Mtanda zonlofu ngeabonga ngunge na kushelo. Mkoma Jacob, tinotenda zukuru. Victor Kunonga, tinotenda zukuru. Charles Nyoni uge wazamunge na kutu agasa. Tulangi tuba, balaleli, vapinda mchirongwa tinotenda zukuru. Chirongwa, the connection mwine ni mtaigwa. Mike Hove, sashuka kumagumo. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.